Brothers and sisters, Jesus, to his disciples, used to surprise them often, surprising them for opening their eyes because of the limitations of their views, their understandings, enabling to them at the same time new knowledge. The first surprise was already his call, leave everything behind and follow me. I will make you fishers of men. Today, it is not possible for us to comprehend completely what was the first thought when they heard this call. But in his person, there was something so strong that attracted them, something that they could not resist to. They left everything and they followed him. As wise and gentle teacher, he endured their limitations without hiding sometimes even his desperation over their slowness for understanding and learning. And here the moment came to check how much did they really advance in his school and to give them a decisive teaching for life. Again, Jesus surprises them with his question, acting very wisely and tactically. First, he wants to hear from them what others think about him, so that after that he could ask them very directly a very personal question. And you, who do you say I am? Other words, doesn't matter what others say, what you told me already, but did you comprehend why I invited you and why I have been teaching you patiently? This time, like many other times before, Peter spoke up in the name of all, you are the Christ of God. Why Jesus did not allow them to speak about it if Peter, with his admission, recognition, is right? It is obvious that in this moment, for Peter, Jesus still does not represent more than earthly Messiah who will renew the earthly kingdom and secure to them the first seats or positions. That is why the first time Jesus openly speaks to them that Son of Man is destined to suffer grievously, connecting with this immediately, same goal, which says who wants to follow me should pick up his cross and follow me. It is hard for us to comprehend this Jesus' words, one must. Why did he have to be rejected? Why did he have to suffer and in such terrible way to end up on the cross? Whoever knows how with love he met every single person, how tenderly and mercifully he was healing those who were sick, how he reconciled the sinners with God, with reason, person should ask, by what did he deserve such end? In that sense, brothers and sisters, was the reaction of a young man that is described by one spiritual writer. Young man who was not baptized in that moment. He didn't know anything about Jesus. And then a friend, his working colleague, started talking about Jesus to him. This one was listening to him with interest and with unhidden admiration, and within him was being born more and more interest for Jesus. One day he decided to stop or in a church and in silence reflect on everything that he heard from his friend. But his eyes were focused on beautiful stations of the cross. Coming closer, he concluded how on those paintings was presented Jesus that his friend spoke to him about. Then he started reading the text below every painting. Jesus condemned to death. Jesus carries his cross. Jesus falls the first time, second time, third time under the cross. Jesus is crucified. Young man felt how darkness comes in front of his eyes, and his fists were ready to fight, while the question was coming, who and why did this to him? With this question and tears in his eyes, he came out of the church, and in that very moment he decided to become Christian. Nothing easier, brothers and sisters, is to us to understand Jesus' condition put to all those who want to follow him, and that is to renounce oneself and take up our cross every day. The word about carrying the cross is directing towards readiness of Jesus' disciple to witness for him until the end. And such readiness, he already before, followed by Beatitudes, when he said, blessed are you, when people hate you, when they cast you out and mock you, and cast your name as a name of the criminal because of the Son of Man. Evangelist Luke, obviously, was a witness, while together with Paul, he was preaching gospel. It is obvious that he was a witness how Jesus' word about carrying the cross very often was facing the confirmation in the first Christian communities, in the Acts of the Apostles, after he described oppositions that Paul, Barnabas, and him, together with them, were facing on their mission trips. He made a comment at the end. They affirmed souls of disciples, encouraging them to persevere in faith, because we need to go through many afflictions and in that way to enter into the kingdom of God. The expression of many afflictions is just another way, in a different way, expressed Jesus' word about taking and carrying the cross. Hidden life of Jesus' disciple, ready for enduring even the greatest temptations until losing his own life, guarantees to him that he will save his life. But who tries to fulfill his own life in a different way, he says that one will lose it. So for Jesus, there are only two kinds of way that man can decide for. First way is carrying the cross, following him, where he called narrow road that goes into life. Every other way that excludes or despises this one is only a way to perishing. What response did these Jesus words have then, and what do they mean to us today? We have to ask this question. Someone answered like this. There were 100,000 of those who were listening to those words of Jesus. 10,000 followed him a couple of days. 1,000 of them supported his deeds. 100 of them were spreading his teaching, and 10 truly witnessed, did a testimony for him until the end. So only 10 remained who were ready to sacrifice even their own life, because in Jesus they found sense of living, sense and meaning that they did not want to give up anymore. That percentage for sure is not any different today. Many contemporaries today have nothing against Jesus. There are also a great number of those who will speak nicely about him, but how many are truly ready to follow him, carry cross after him, and to witness for him with their entire life? Dietrich Bonhoeffer, I'm sure you heard more often. Among Germans, he remained remembered as great witness of faith. In the hard times of the terror during the Second World War. Because of his faith, he ended up in concentration camps, and he knew that he was going to die for sure, be killed. But he could consciously and courageously face it, because he always knew that the price of following is great. So, a little bit before his martyrdom, death, he wrote about cheap and expensive mercy. Cheap mercy for him is preaching about forgiveness without penance, baptism without moral authority in the community of faithful, the Eucharist without recognition of guilt, absolution without personal confession. Cheap mercy is mercy without following Christ, mercy without cross, mercy without living God, man, Jesus Christ. And expensive mercy is treasure hidden in the field, he continues, because of which man leaves, and full of joy he sells everything he owns. That is a precious pearl, for whose price merchant sacrifices all his goods. That is the kingdom of Christ, because of which man will dig even his own eye that scandalizes him. That is Jesus' call when disciple will leave his nets and follow him. Brothers and sisters, Our Lady here for 35 years also desires to turn us into her witnesses and apostles, and we often count on with cheap mercy, and we're looking for cheap mercy. We desire from her some services that do not cost a lot. We would like to change the condition around ourselves without changing ourselves. We would all like peace in our heart and in our family, but it is hard to comprehend that peace cannot be bought, but we can only pray for it, and sometimes with a very long and persistent prayer. That is why in front of us is Jesus and Our Lady's call to conversion, to complete change of life, to prayer, attending the Holy Mass, reading the Holy Scripture. That is the way of the cross that we should patiently every day take up, pick up and carry, and fruit of this is peace, joy, and happiness in the Lord. Somewhere I read how leader of American car industry from last century, Ford, invited some of his friends to dine with him. During the meal, suddenly he asked one of them, "Who's your best friend?" After this one named a few persons, Ford said to him, "Your best friend is the one who helps you to develop within you your best capabilities." In his famous book, Confessions, St. Augustine has a similar thought when he addresses God with the following prayer: "Your best servant, O Lord, is the one who is not asking from you to hear what he himself would like, but he is asking from you to help him how to accept what he hears from you." Disciples of Jesus, brothers and sisters, in that moment, for sure, did not want to hear what Jesus told them. But he had to tell this to them, because that is the truth in life. They understood it so easily, and every day they learned to accept it more and more. With his call to carry the cross, Jesus helped them so that within them they may develop their best capabilities, characteristics of unselfish witnessing and serving and readiness to sacrifice for others, which always gives fruit and blessings. Our Lady's words as well that we hear here are clear and demanding. They're not addressed to some unnamed masses, but completely personally to me and to you. Let us accept them with sincere heart and with determined will, and then through Mary we will find the most secure way to Jesus and spiritual strength to accept his call to patiently carrying the cross through which salvation comes. Amen.